Another week has gone by, and another couple of names are added to the laundry list of 2016 presidential candidates. The latest, Lincoln Chafee on the Democratic roster and Rick Perry in the Republican scrum. To review the dynamics of the race at this point, we turn to our political team, Republican Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Mr. Payne.
Good morning, Bob.
And good morning, Todd Domke.
Good morning.
Hillary Clinton first. Months of being pummeled over Clinton Foundation fundraising practices and her handling of State Department emails is taking a toll on Clinton. As a Washington Post ABC poll this week showed, eroding favorability. In fact, her favorability rating is at a 7-year low. It is, however, only June 2015. The election is well over a year away. Should this be worrisome to Hillary Clinton or not, Dan Payne?
Well, she doesn't seem to be concerned. She hasn't changed any of her campaign tactics. She still leads every Republican. Whenever they're matched up against her, she leads every single one of them. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
We don't know how concerned Hillary might be because she won't answer questions from the press. But I think what Hillary's consultants refer to as so-called scandals are taking a toll on her favorability. A new CNN poll had her unfavorability rating at the worst point in 14 years. So some Democrats have to be worried about putting all their eggs in the Hillary basket.
All right, let me ask about Lincoln Chafee, Todd. The former Rhode Island senator and governor, who is a former Republican, is running as a Democrat. Not well known nationally, thought that he has no natural following, not much of a campaign infrastructure. So what can he realistically accomplish?
Honestly, I can't imagine a scenario where he ends up winning the nomination. It's just not that he is little known, but his personality is not presidential. He doesn't have a compelling message other than criticizing Hillary for having voted to authorize military force to invade Iraq. So I think he'll probably stay in last place among the Democratic candidates.
Yeah, Chafee's candidacy is such a mystery that I consider it on a par with how Stonehenge was built. We may never know what's behind this. You know, the interesting thing is his wife told a reporter that since he announced that he was considering a run, he has not received a single phone call. And she said it's sad.
Dan, let me ask, if you are labeled a Democrat other than Hillary Clinton in this race, are you present solely because at this point you want to be there in the event that Hillary Clinton completely collapses, whether that's likely or unlikely?
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton could choke on a chicken bone. She could wind up managing the Red Sox. All kinds of bad things could happen to her. But the Clintons have a knack for survival. And I take note of the fact that the group that's been trying to get Elizabeth Warren to run for president has folded up the tent. That says to me that that's generally assumed now that it's a waste of time trying to take out Hillary Clinton.
All right, let's talk about Republicans. A couple of new polls show Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio neck and neck, with Rubio ahead by 1 point in the CNN poll. A Washington Post ABC poll has 7 candidates within 3 points of each other. Do these numbers mean anything at this point, Todd Domke? And I also want to point out that Jeb Bush will officially be a candidate in about 10 days, according to word coming out this week.
That's right. These early polling numbers are important, because candidates need to prove they're viable in order to raise money. And they'll need to be in the top 10 in polls to qualify for the first televised debate. So when you have a field of as many as 20 candidates, these polls matter.
In terms of the head-to-head matchup, should it matter to Bush, not that he's tied with Rubio in the polls at this point, but that he's lost the lead of 5 to 8 points that he had just a month ago?
Yeah, he should be very worried about Marco Rubio for 3 reasons. First, they're both from Florida, and if Bush were to lose Florida, he'd be gravely injured. Rubio has picked up the backing of Sheldon Adelson, a billionaire casino magnate, and that gives him lots of money. And there's also what some people have called Bush fatigue, too many Bushes involved in the White House.
Yeah, Jeb Bush has fallen pretty dramatically in the polls, from 20-some percent to half that, or even lower in states like Iowa and New Hampshire. He's the leader in fundraising, and he's counting on his super PAC to compensate for his weaknesses. But right now, he doesn't have a compelling message, and he is no longer seen as inevitable.
Texas Governor Rick Perry is in the race as of this week. After his disastrous run in 2012, what are his chances, Todd?
Pretty close to zero, especially that he has this criminal indictment hanging over him. I mean, that was really having to do with his gubernatorial veto and everything else, but it doesn't look good. And while he isn't the gaffe-prone candidate we remember from the oops moment in the debate, and he is wearing glasses now.
Yeah, the glasses, don't forget that.
And instead of cowboy boots, now he has loafers. But he still is way behind. The other candidates have a credibility, have a momentum, have a fundraising base that now he lacks.
Yeah, if Rick Perry is the answer, I don't know what the question is. There just doesn't seem to be any rationale to his candidacy other than, as you suggest, Bob, trying to repair the damage that happened to him when he ran last time.
Dan, why is no clear GOP frontrunner emerged? And is the fluidity in this race the chief reason why the field is so large and growing as would-be candidates take a look at it and say, well, you know, it's anyone's to win?
Well, I think my personal theory is it has to do with these super PACs, that each candidate has a super PAC that is committed to giving that candidate tens of millions of dollars. And it's a pernicious effect. It really prolongs the campaign season, and it keeps weak candidates in the race.
I think there's no clear GOP frontrunner, in part because there's no obvious successor with stature, you know, like a vice president or the candidate who came in close in the last race. So we have 10 credible candidates, governors and senators, and 10 not so credible, like Donald Trump. So the field is split. And while Scott Walker is a frontrunner in Iowa and Marco Rubio is the best favorability rating in polls, Jeb Bush leads in recognition and money, the race probably will be wide open for quite a while, maybe until the first debate in August.
Todd Tomke, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
And same to you, Dan Payne.
My pleasure.